This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 3/14/22. The name of the patient is Irene Sette, S-E-T-T-E, last name. First name Irene, I-R-E-N-E. This is a treadmill exercise stress test. File EST space Sette space I. This is Curtis Care Associates, letterhead. Treadmill exercise stress test, date of examination 3/14/22. Referring physician, Marion Bob hyphen McCoy. Capital B-O-B-B, hyphen capital M-C, capital K-O-Y. MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 63-year-old female with history of hypertension, an abnormal ECG, new paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, early transition, comma, anterior T-wave abnormalities, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon, 120 over 70, parentheses, tribenzor 40/10/25, close parentheses, baseline, heart rate 93 beats per minute, parentheses, off of propranolol 10, BID, close parentheses, period. New paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, semicolon, 1 minute and 30 seconds into SAGE. Two of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 147, parentheses, 94% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 180 over 80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 26460, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, she experienced progressive dyspnea with stress. Stress was terminated due to fatigue and complaint of history of asthma, but no wheezing was noted at peak stress. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of only 6 to 6.5 mets. The patient had a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise off of her beta blocker. The patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 76 and a heart rate of 97 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress. The recovery period, at peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeter of concave upsloping ST depression, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. There's a couple of mistakes here. Let me just correct them. In the beginning of the paragraph, it says the patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. It should read the patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage two of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 147, parentheses, 94% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period, and where it says the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity of, it should read 7 mets, not 6 to 6.5 mets, it should read 7 mets. So the correction is it should read 3 minutes to the completion, 6 minutes to the completion of stage two instead of 1.5 minutes, 1 minute and 30 seconds into stage two. And then it should say 7 mets instead of 6 to 6.5 mets. To continue where I was, next paragraph, conclusions. One, normal ECG portion treadmill exercise stress test to 94% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort but experienced progressive dyspnea with stress without wheezing at peak stress. Dyspnea coincided with significant hypertension with stress. and may also be related to a deconditioned response to exercise. Three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. Four, the patient had a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with ineffective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise off of her beta blocker, which in part may be related to body habitus and a deconditioned response to stress. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.